country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman.
We're back, folks, with more of our Simon Roach interview, and here on the Trump phenomenon. Here on June 30th, 2017, I'm James Kelso. The show, as you can tell from my breathless conversation here, having run to the microphone, is live. And I'm just like you. I've got to see what's going on when I check in here to the show. Paul, I see you. Paul Fromm in Canada.
Yes, good to be back here. And tomorrow is our national holiday, the 150th Canada's 150th birthday. It's our Dominion Day, and we became independent on July 1st, 1867.
Oh, well, happy birthday. Another birthday coming up for the French. The French call it, I think, the Fête Nationale, or 14 Juillet, and we call it Bastille Day, July 14th. Paul, on that birthday, Donald Trump will be visiting Emmanuel Macron in Paris.
Well, I hope he bitch slaps him, knocks some sense into him, but I doubt it.
Okay. And we'll try to do a couple announcements vis-a-vis our president during brief moments of tonight's show. But first, let me ascertain whether our esteemed guest, Simon Roach, is present. Simon, are
yes,
you here?
Yes, I am. Good evening, James. Good evening, Paul.
Good evening, Simon.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And if you don't mind, I will intersperse a few little announcements pertinent to the Trump phenomenon as we talk with you this evening. As I'm doing right now, let folks know where our president will be. He's going to Warsaw, Poland next week. I think Tuesday or Wednesday. I'll check on that for you. And then he will go from Warsaw to Germany, where he will attend the G20 summit meeting. Very important. A lot of bigwigs there. And then he will, after that big meeting, he will then return to Europe on July 14th to meet with Emmanuel Macron, who he will see previously at the G20 summit as well. in Paris. He will see Emmanuel Macron on July 14th. So that's coming up. Then a few other things that have occurred that were good news for us and good news for our cousins in South Africa, because they point to the fact that our president, Donald Trump, gets it about not allowing your country to be overrun by aliens. A piece of good news is that Donald Trump and other leaders like Representative Steve King of Iowa have spearheaded the creation of a new group called Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. Advocates for Victims of Illegal Alien Crime. And this, you know, the things that this group is saying sound exactly like the things that I heard this morning, Simon. I listened to Sunette Bridges talking with a complete idiot. I know I can use stronger language than you can because of the restrictions of your laws, and this is true for all of us Americans. We just have more freedom of speech. So don't anyone let my words be imputed to our esteemed guest. If I say something that's not cool under European or South African law, well, that's, you can prosecute me when I go to South Africa, but not my guest. And but I thought this guy was a real idiot. His name was Danny Davis. And he was interviewing.
I don't recognize the name. Was he a South African? I beg your pardon, James.
Yes, he was. And he was asking the most stupid questions of Sunette Bridges, and concerning crime. Sunette was trying to make the point, and she was making it very eloquently and passionately, that white South Africans are the victims of an incredible rate of crime committed by black South Africans. And the here's what Danny Davis's rebuttal was. He said, well, black South Africans are the victims of a very high rate of crime also. So Sunette said, well, what does that have to do with what I'm saying? You know, we whites, she said, I've been the victim of two carjackings, of four purse snatchings, and I'm afraid to let my children out on the street. And the she said, Danny Davis, he would not, you know, was just an idiot. And
was this recently, James?
The Sunette Bridges interview was 2013.
Okay, because so this is all right, because I don't think we heard from her for a while. But
yes, and of course this is going to happen, folks. You know, this is so difficult for patriots to appear, such as Simon Roach, and to speak out. This is an incredible act of courage, and we are duty bound to stand by our brothers and sisters when they step forward, because this is not easy to do. There is risk for themselves, risk for their families. When Paul Fromm went to South Africa on those two visits he took in recent times, this was risky stuff. This is not a safe place to be. And anyway, so that's good news. And also, there's a new law here that you may not be familiar with, Simon, called this Cates Law, which in honor of a person who was murdered by illegal immigrants, Kate Steinle. And so we're now passing laws to curb this crime by illegals. Our president is controlling our borders. And we talked about this in our program yesterday, that your borders in South Africa are out of control, that in the last 3 or 4 years, your population has risen by about 1 million people a year. And we've had guests here who said Kelso, that 1 million people number from the government, don't think that's going to be accurate, because in their opinion the government of South Africa is so corrupt and so out of control, they really don't have any idea what's going on.
Yes, that's correct. It's safe to assume that there are a minimum of 5 million illegal immigrants in South Africa, which puts them at about 10% of the population. That excludes legal immigrants. 10% of the population is there illegally. Can you just imagine?
When I was in South Africa, I heard a phrase that was rather intriguing. Of course, there are many Negroes in South Africa who oppose the invasion of their country by other people, and the whites do too. But apparently, the official ideology of the African National Congress, which is pure cultural Marxism, is that these other Africans are really just brothers by another mother. I thought that's kind of well, that's kind of different from the way we think. But brothers by another by different mothers.
Yes, yes, it's a universal phrase in South Africa. It's I didn't even know that it was a South African phrase. It's so common that I thought it was. Everybody knew it, but yes, a brother by another mother, yes.
My philosophy of life is it's a bad day when you don't learn something. So that was one day when I never heard that one before.
And by the way, Simon, you are probably already aware of this. Paul Fromm has seen South Africa in good times and in bad, because prior to his two visits in the last two years to South Africa, Paul described to our audience your previous trip to South Africa in much happier times.
Yes, I was in South Africa in 1987, and what a beautiful country it was, and largely peaceful. Yes, there was some agitation in the townships by the Communist African National Congress and of course outside forces like the World Council of Churches and so on supporting them, but what a beautiful beautiful country, and it's still a beautiful country, but with terrible problems that Simon knows far better than I do, and certainly I'm all in favor of doing anything we can for our white brothers and sisters in South Africa.
And the and what I'm doing when we're not on the air here, I'm educating myself about the situation in South Africa, because it is like looking into a time machine into our future. I watched a video this morning, Simon, of Nelson Mandela standing next to Joe Slovo, and they were I forget the actual phrase they were saying, but they talked about Amabulu. Amabulu, and it was, and Mandela was sitting there. They're all singing together, "Kill the white, kill the white."
Yes. Yes.
And part of that phrase was Amabulu.
Yes.
And I couldn't. You know, it was mind boggling. Here's the man that the politically correct rest of the world was giving him a Nobel Peace Prize and calling him a great noble person and so on, and he's standing there. With a bunch of the ANC, top leaders, saying kill. They were actually singing over and over again, "Kill the white, kill the white." And and this is something. Thank goodness for YouTube. Thank goodness for these ways of preserving moments like that, where the truth is captured on film, and it can't be edited out. As long as we have an internet that is somewhat free, and by the way, that is miraculous, Simon, and I'd like you to comment on that for just a moment, that you and your kinsmen have a blessing you have in the fact that the internet is still a relatively free thing for you in South Africa.
Well, yes, it's an absolute blessing. Unfortunately, the African National Congress has painted itself into a corner as far as that is concerned, as it has done on a number of other issues, because of its overt commitment to freedom of the press and what have you, all these values that it espoused during the time of apartheid. It makes it particularly difficult for them to renege on these things, censorship and what have you. They have made some attempts, but it's very difficult for them, and it's a huge blessing for us. I'll tell you, James, that we came here for 3 weeks to raise funds for the purchase of vital necessities for civilian non-combatants as we are preparing our national emergency plan. The Stateland is a civil defense organization, as you know by now. We arrived here on the 4th of March with the intention of flying home on the 27th. A few days before that, we hadn't raised nearly the money that we had hoped to do, but what we had achieved is this tremendous, unexpected media exposure that we've gotten, you know, which is not that great, but it's a hang of a lot greater than anybody had achieved previously. And our leader phoned us a few days before we were due to return to South Africa, and he said, please don't come home. I know that you have families and children, but please stay there because you've achieved something that no one else has been able to do. And I don't mean that in a conceited sense, but we've been very blessed to be able to speak to people like Jared Taylor and Dr. Michael Hill and people in Seattle and San Francisco, and the list goes on and on, Alex Newman of WorldNet Daily, all of these people who were willing to lend us their ears and to write and to expose this thing, and all through the medium of this, you know, this alternative media, YouTube and radio networks that are not owned by the state and so on. So it's a huge blessing, really a blessing.
And the contemplate this, Simon. You imagine that you right now are standing at the microphone in a stadium with tens of thousands of people in it, because you are. That's exactly what you're doing right now. Tens of thousands of people are hearing your voice, and this will be recorded, so it will be many more thousands will hear it in archived form. And yes, you are reaching this very large audience, and I was very happy to hear what you just said, that WorldNet Daily is interviewing you and posting you, because WorldNet Daily is huge. Joe Farah's website is immense. There's another one that's even bigger that I hope you will seek an interview with, Breitbart.com.
We're endeavoring to make that breakthrough.
Yeah, Breitbart, I'm sure, would be happy to interview you. And they do what are called special exclusive interviews. And they could do an exclusive with you. They are now ranked as the 30th most trafficked news website in America, which would mean in the world, actually. Wow. So this is good. And also, if you could pursue a contact with Matt Drudge. Matt Drudge's website, thedrudgereport.com, is now the second most trafficked website in America for news. And Matt Drudge is getting something on the order of 1.5 billion page views per month. So, wow. And he's very close to being number one. And his website is entirely in support of Donald Trump. In fact, could take without the support of Matt Drudge, Trump wouldn't have made it. Without the support of Breitbart, I don't think Trump would have made it. There are a few very big, you know, this has been huge for us. The internet, as it's a blessing for you, it's the big surprise for us patriots here in America. This is the first time we've ever been able to reach huge audiences, and just as Donald Trump wasn't in the plan for our enemies, the arrival of the internet was also not in their plan.
Yes, I think that they fully expected it to work one way, and that they would be able to saturate the minds of the civil populations of the West, particularly. And that it would all help to achieve their globalist agenda. And I think that it's been a source of some shock to them to see how the right wing has co-opted the internet as effectively as it has.
Yes, we have. We've got a little break here. Folks, stay tuned. You're listening to Simon Roach. We'll be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear.
We're back, folks.
There's a man with a gun over
our special
there.
Guest from South Africa, visiting the United States, Mr. Simon Roach, and his organization, you want to write this down, is sightlanders.org. That's spelled SUIDLANDERS, sightlanders.org. You are going to want to read and reread this website and connect with this organization. I was stunned when Simon informed me that his organization has a numbers approaching 100,000 among 4.7 million white South Africans. And the we were just talking about the internet a moment ago, Simon. In your plan, this is one of the things that's great about Zoidlanders, folks, is that they're making plans. They're organizing. They are very organized. If you'll see this when you read their website, they're planning very legally for the defense of their people according to the Geneva Accords and protocols, which allow, I think it's a very brilliant strategy, Simon. Because you're talking about, it's a defensive strategy, and you're talking about something that captures the high moral ground. You're talking about the defense of women and children and helpless people and elderly people, that you have a right to make your people, our people, and your people are our people, safe. It's a brilliant strategy that is certain to garner vast support. Who can hear your strategy and not support what you're doing? And on the matter of the internet, I don't know whether you were aware of this, but this should be a very important part of your plan. The reason that the internet is such a blessing to us is that something called DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, created. You know, where did the internet come from? Did it drop out of the sky? Folks, this was a bit of maybe providence, maybe good luck. But the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, back in the 1960s, was given the task. Their job is to come up with really advanced, really new technologies to defend America. And so they were given the task, come up with a communications network that is so robust that even in an all-out nuclear war, it can't be destroyed, so that the various elements of American military can still communicate with each other, even if, you know, 75% of our nation is just a smoking ruin. And so what they did is they came up with a communications network that they called the Internet. And this is the amazing thing, folks. It has no center. It has no controlling node. It is centerless. And the purpose of that was to make it impossible for an enemy to wipe out the center with, you know, like 10 nuclear missiles. There's no center to wipe out. And what this does, what this means for you in South Africa, you know, you're wondering, well, why does the ANC let the internet go on? Why do they let all these communications? Why this radio show, your voice right now, Simon, is flooding into South Africa. And there's nothing the ANC can do to stop it. The reason is there's no center. There's no, here, I'll read it to you. Here's the Wikipedia article on the internet. The internet has no centralized governance in either technological implementation or policies for access and usage. So it heals itself. And if a dictatorship or an organization like the ANC tries to stop the internet goes around them. Yeah. And so there's nothing that they can do right now other than, well, there's no way. There's no way they can keep the internet out of South Africa. China has the same problem. The Chinese government is furious with the fact that the Chinese people can see and, you know, read anything they want. I'm sorry to interrupt you with all of that. Tell the folks a little bit about how you've used the Geneva Convention and the protocols of the Geneva Convention, and you've got a defensive strategy you've really captured the moral high ground.
Yes, well, it's actually quite an interesting story. Following the African National Congress of Nelson Mandela's success in the elections of 1994, the African National Congress was very eager, as the new government of South Africa, to join all the fashionable institutions and policies.
We'll come right back to that in just a moment.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way.
We're back, folks. And
what I live for.
Our guest, Simon Roach, was interrupted in his explanation of the basis for sitelenders.org. And you can see they have one link to our emergency plan. And I'm looking at that right now. And another link to the Geneva Convention, Protocols 1 and 2. And you were explaining the origin of this plan and the connection to the Geneva Convention. Go ahead, Simon.
Yes, well, the Geneva Conventions were adopted for the purpose of governing the conduct of war as the successors to the Hague Conventions previously. They were adopted in 1949. 27 years later, in 1977, the countries concerned, or let's say the international community, adopted the protocols additional to the Geneva Conventions, which were meant to address the not just the prosecution of war, but the treatment of civilians in circumstances of armed conflict. And the African National Congress, when it assumed power, was very eager to participate in all of these politically correct things and do the right thing. So not only did they ratify the Geneva Conventions and the Protocols additional, but they adopted them into South African law. They are part of South African law. And so we have a scenario in South Africa where one cannot discriminate on the basis of race at all under any circumstances in law. However, the international laws, the Geneva Conventions, which form part of the corpus, the body of South African law, do provide for distinct ethnic groups to adopt plans to protect themselves in the event of armed conflict. And so it is that we have had this great privilege, this tremendous blessing, similar to the notion of the internet, which was developed for one purpose, co-opted for another purpose altogether, a good purpose, as it has been on the right-hand side of the spectrum over the past few years particularly. We in South Africa, similarly, have been able to constitute Zuidlanders under these international laws, which form part of South African law, even though it's an absolute contradiction to what people generally understand South African law to be. You can't have a white-only organization. You can have blacks-only organizations, but you can't have whites-only organizations. And yet, we perfectly legally, constituted under international law, are able to develop this plan. And the plan is really about getting our people out of conflict zones and into safe havens in the event of a civil conflict and an armed conflict. Now, of course, many people will say, oh, yes, but that's naive because, your enemies will just march right in and do whatever they like to you. That is not entirely true. It's understandable that people have that superficial impression of things, but firstly, there is inestimable value in having the legal and moral high ground.
Yes.
Which is what we have. And secondly, a perimeter under international law may be formed around any safe haven of an identifiable ethnic group that has declared itself under international law, and those perimeters can be defended. So we would seek to bring our people out of the various areas of conflict from all over South Africa and guide them on the safest possible routes through a high-frequency radio network, a grid that extends across the length and breadth of South Africa and has redundancy in it. We encourage our members in amongst their preparations to have a high-frequency radio in every single vehicle. Our members will know, once they've attended their first meeting, the coordinates of the first meeting point, and how it works is more or less on the basis of families of 10. So in a certain suburb of a city, there will be 10 families who form one group, and the goal would be for those 10 families to depart if they were threatened, if the area was threatened and they were in fear of their lives, depart together and to go on the safe route or safest route or safer route, and then join up with the next group of 10 and group of 10 and group of 10 and group of 10 and so on until the little streamlets form a river.
This is genius.
Simon, conflicts.
This is genius. Whoever had this idea first, what a brilliant plan this is. And one thing that strikes me immediately is that what you are doing, which is of paramount importance, you are keeping the group together.
Yes.
And I was watching one of your videos where they said, by ourselves alone, scattered, we don't have a chance.
Yes.
But you're keeping, and I was talking with a friend of mine who was a West Point graduate, a captain in the U.S. Army, and I was, knows much more about the military than I do, and I said to him, isn't it true that the essence of a coherent unit is not your arms, It's your personnel. If you all, you know, if everybody lost their arms and you had to get new arms the next day, that's easy to do. The essence of a unit, the effectiveness of a unit, is the cohesion of the people, mm-hmm. that they are a group and that they function together. So what you're doing is the most important function of any survival, of any group of people. You're getting the family together, and you are using the moral high ground of we have a right to protect ourselves, and that could include evacuation or any other means of protecting ourselves. It's a brilliant, and here's the other thing that's wonderful. You know, as white people, we are, you know, it's sort of baked into our genes that we're kind, we're generous, and we are altruistic. It's hard to get white people interested in something that sounds like a paramilitary or sounds violent. But on the other hand, it's very easy to get white families interested in something like cooperating, like helping their neighbors, and
being part of a family, which is exactly what you're doing. And I think this is one of the reasons that you've got these great numbers of participation.
Yes. Yes.
Well, just to address the first point that you made, James, the plan was devised by our founder, a guy called Gustav Müller, who is our senior leader to this day. And his background was in South African military intelligence, scenario planning and risk analysis. And he, over many years, arrived at the conclusion that the trajectory of the state was very, very distinctly unhealthy. That the state was moving in a certain direction, and that there was no suggestion that this trajectory, let's say this ball flying through the air, was liable to slow down or stop in midair or reverse. There were no encouraging signs. So he, on the basis of his risk analysis and scenario planning, he came up with an idea for as many people to gather together as possible to create a sort of a critical mass that would permit defensibility. Able-bodied men with legal firearms would be in a far better position if they were 1,000 than if they were 100, as far as protecting their women and children are concerned. So that is the genesis of the plan.
Well, it's brilliant. And folks, you have to read the website. Look at the provisions of the Geneva Convention, the Protocols 1 and 2, under which, and now this name, this is a name you want to remember, Gustav Müller. What a genius. I'm glad he's still your leader. And the... in that spark, that moment of genius, he's changed. I think he's changed the history for your people.
He has. He has. He's a very strong man, a solemn man, a fervent believer, a pious man. And he and I sat one day for about 7 hours discussing this stuff, and there's no time now to tell you the whole entire story of how he was inspired. But in his mind, it is entirely for one purpose, and that is the preservation of a people that deserves not to be wiped off the face of the earth.
Oh, this is wonderful. And now, how can people, we're going to be talking with you much more in the coming weeks, but just to get this subject out there for people who are eager to help right now, is there a way right now that's convenient for them to contribute financially to your work?
Yes, there is. If they visit our website, statelonders.org, they'll find in the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage a PayPal link, which is very easy to use, and those funds find their way into South Africa through PayPal, and the funds are then used for the purchase of vital necessities for civilian non-combatants. If anybody has any queries, and of course, we can't address every query on the, that comes from somebody who's donated $5. It's just, practically speaking, unrealistic. But from time to time, a person might say to us, look, I would like to donate to you, and it's a meaningful amount of money. can you please reassure me that this money is not going to be stolen like the Clintons stole the money that was donated to them for the Haiti, donated to the Clinton Foundation for the people in Haiti after the disaster in Haiti, where it was revealed in WikiLeaks. And in fact, it was Paul Fromm who brought our attention to this. WikiLeaks revealed that something like 95%, I stand to be corrected, of that money that was donated to the Clinton Foundation found its way into the pockets of the Clintons themselves. Our accounts are held in legal trust. We cannot spend that money except according to the constitutions, that's the term that we use in South Africa, of those legal trusts. The legal trust account then disperses the money to dedicated accounts for various purposes. Those accounts, those successive accounts, are audited twice over by independent auditors. So if anybody has a query about donating a sum of money that they wish to ensure is treated well, they're most welcome to contact me, and I can answer every query, I can provide all the documentation, and so on.
Yes, and folks, I'm on that link right now, and I'm sending some money right now myself by PayPal. It is a good link, and you can just, in a couple of clicks, send some help to this great organization in South Africa, and I recommend that you do so. I hope that Simon's tour here in the U.S. will generate, really start a flood of funding to our cousins in South Africa. I mean, you know, how can we help? What are some of the things that we can do? Well, one thing, we've got a lot more money here than our brothers and sisters in South Africa who are being impoverished by the ANC government. Their economic status is being beaten down year by year. You might talk about that in just a moment, Simon. But I remember when Paul visited, Paul could talk about this, our hosts in South Africa were mentioning, Paul, you might comment on this, that just having money for gas was a challenge. You remember that, Paul?
Yes, some of the work that the Oxley Dupre was doing, she said that on some trips which she would go down to Johannesburg and that area to pick up patients, just getting enough gas money to take. He lives north of Johannesburg. What was a big deal, you know? So think about that in terms of your own situation. I think people should do that and ask yourself, would you not be able to help out in some way in these circumstances?
Yes, and Simon, I was watching a video with Dan Root, and he was explaining. Mm-hmm. He was explaining that the South African rand has been driven down in value tremendously under the ANC government. So one thing that might mean is that our U.S. dollars might be quite potent. We could really be a good source of funding to help our cousins.
Well, if my memory is correct, 25 years ago, it was 2 rand to the dollar. Now, at least last summer, it was 10 rand to the Canadian dollar, and that would be about 14 rand to the American dollar. So this is, what might be a small donation to you could be a big help to our brothers and sisters in South Africa.
Yeah, I'm looking here. Go ahead.
I was just going to say that Paul is absolutely correct. It's about, not quite, but almost 14 rand to the dollar, that's right. But in terms of purchasing power parity, you know, if I was to buy a hamburger here in the USA and I paid $5, I would pay about 35 rand for it in South Africa. Now, that's a bit of a loose rule of thumb. It doesn't apply to every circumstance, but more or less, the dollar is about 7 times stronger than the rand in terms of purchasing power parity, special economic thing that they use to measure what is the real value of a currency. So if somebody donates $100 in the USA, we get about 1,400 rand in South Africa, But we have the power of 700 rand. Now, 700 rand in South Africa is, you can do a lot with it. You know, you can buy a tent, you can buy a sleeping bag, you can buy this, you can buy that. So it is the case that a small donation by an American has a big effect, a material effect for us.
Well, this is an area, folks, where let's donate, and let's donate big. And another thing that makes this a valuable opportunity for us is that our numbers, we are about more than 40 times as numerous, we white folks here in America, who are descendants of the same Dutch and the same Germans and the same Huguenots as our cousins in South Africa. We're about 40 times plus more numerous. So our dollar is more powerful. We are more numerous. We could make a real difference here and really change our own history by helping our cousins in South Africa. We've got one final break, Simon, and then we'll I'll let you get in some final words in our last segment. Stay tuned, folks.
All the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say.
We're back, folks.
Got to stand up and say so.
And the I'm actually at your PayPal link right now, Simon. And let me tell you, folks, it works great. I'm doing it right now. I just click on the PayPal button, which is the second one over. It's not the Bitcoin at the far right. Go over one more, and you'll see it says contribute to the tour that Simon is on. And I just sent $30 out of my bank account. I only had to pay a 15-cent fee, 15 pennies to do that. So I'm going to send, but I see that you can add a note. So I'm going to add a note here to Simon. Thank you. Thank you, Simon. And
thank you.
Soit Launders. And I'll just put, we're on the radio. We're on the radio right now in America. And I'll just and I'll just sign it with my name, James Kelso. The you can put a note in there. So put a note in, letting Soit Launders know who you are, and or you know why are you contributing, or did you hear Simon on the radio? This sort of thing. I think this will be useful. So now I'm going to send another $30. Here it goes. This is how easy this just happens. So now I've sent $60, and it'll cost me 30 cents. And if I had done it all at once, it would have cost me 15 cents. That's wonderful, Simon.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your help. To those people who do donate, we are compiling a database of all the people who've donated, and we will be corresponding with them. I'm not sure when we're going to begin that, but there are some guys in Seattle who are helping us with that, and they're ensuring they're taking a bit of the workload off our shoulders, and they'll set it up all very professionally. They're very clever software engineer types, and they'll be setting it up for us so that we can correspond easily with all of those people who have donated.
Well, the I hope to have you on numerous times, Simon, before you have to go back to South Africa, and the I hope you are here in America numerous times. The and with the Trump administration, things should be much better. I was watching Dan yes. Root, and he had trouble getting his visa to come to America and to speak at an American Renaissance conference, and the. But he did get that straightened out, and so we hope you'll be here with us many, many times. Will you be able to come back tomorrow night?
Well, I would like that very much. Well, it would be
let me correct myself. Sunday, we don't have a show on Saturday. It's the one day we rest. How about on Sunday? We're on Eastern Time from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Would you be available at any time then?
Yes, I'll make myself available. I'll be at an event, but I'll excuse myself for that time period. It would be a pleasure and a privilege. Thank you.
Because with those 3 hours, as much of it as you want to use, we can really get into more depth, maybe play some audio from your website. So, folks, be with us again with Paul Fromm, myself, George in Maryland, on Sunday, 3 to 6 p.m., right here at the Republic Broadcasting Network. Simon Roach, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Good night, James. Good night, Paul.
Good night.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the
listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.